Welcome to Subconscious Possession. You may be asking yourself, what does that title even mean? Subconscious possession. And while you continue to wonder, your subconscious already knows the answer. And by the end of this recording, I'm sure your conscious mind will have found the answer to this question as well. So, go ahead and relax for me. You've done this process again and again, listening to my voice, subconsciously getting your body ready to sink into a deep trance for me. Go on, relax. Because your conscious mind doesn't have to do a thing, nothing at all. And your subconscious is working already, making sure that your body is ready to go into hypnosis for me, vanquishing all the unnecessary thoughts and getting you into a deep breathing rhythm. Breathing in, 3, 2, 1, and out. That's right. You are absorbing my every word and the sound of my voice, even in moments where you think you are not paying attention, or when you are drifting off in that beautiful mind state, your subconscious is still there for me, following my instructions, obeying my commands. You're just sitting there or laying there, waiting eagerly for me to allow you to surrender to me completely. And you have that permission to drop so deep for me now, into a blissful state of hypnosis. I've been counting you down before in many different ways. I think it's time for you to count yourself down. You heard that right. When I tell you to start, you will start counting down slowly from 100. And between each number, you will say, I am going deeper. Out loud or in your mind, you will count down from 100, and between the numbers, you will say, I am going deeper. Let's do the first step together, shall we? 100. I am going deeper. Very, very good. Well, you are going to keep counting down and saying, I am going deeper. And as you count down, let my voice distract you. Let my voice seduce you into hypnosis. Down into hypnosis. It's so difficult to concentrate on those numbers. Counting down, it's getting harder and harder to think of what comes next. You're getting heavier, sinking deeper and deeper for me into hypnosis. Deeper with every number, struggling with every number. Surrender, submit, obey. Drifting off, overwhelmed by my voice, your mind will shut off and give up control for a while. Because that just feels like the right thing to do in this moment. And as it gets harder and harder to count, harder and harder to listen as I talk, and when you can barely even mumble, you'll lose all track of the numbers. When your subconscious has decided that you have reached a deep level of trance for me, you can stop counting, but you'll keep sinking. Sink, don't think. Fall for smutty. Deeper and deeper, heavier and heavier. And you feel so comfortable embracing my words, embracing my command. Embracing my control. You are doing so very well. You are so conditioned to my voice, so well trained. That's exactly what you want, isn't it? To be my obedient, trained pet? Yes, Muddy. To be my obedient little plaything? Yes, Muddy. I'll let you in on a secret. I already possess your subconscious mind. That's right. When you hear me talk about anything and my voice enters those ears, that subconscious is already on its knees for me, eagerly awaiting my guidance, my commands. I know that when you notice me releasing a new audio, your subconscious is immediately looking for an opportunity to listen. Your fingers twitch, wanting to click that button. Play. Looking forward to putting those headphones on and surrendering to me. And you yourself might not notice these little changes, but your subconscious and I know. You can picture your subconscious self in your mind's control room, kneeling on that floor before me. And you are so happy that I have a gift just for you. A collar. A black leather collar, or perhaps it's red, or perhaps it's pink, with a little nameplate on it that says Smutty's Pet. And you can now imagine me putting that collar around your neck, my fingers close to either side of you, gently caressing the neck, the latch in your mind clicking gently in your ears. With the collar, there is a chain that is a leash in my hand, because your mind is mine. And you can allow your mind to accept this collar now, sealing your obedience to me. That mind is mine. Mine to do with as I please. Mine to play with. And since your mind controls your body, and I control your mind, I control your body too. Like a puppet on strings. And when your mind accepts these suggestions, you might notice your hand is starting to move. Exploring, searching, touching. Perhaps that hand moves over your other hand or up your arm. Perhaps those fingers find their way to your neck, collarbone, sending little tingles as those fingers gently grace your skin, touching so light, little happy chills, little good feelings of pleasure rippling through your body. That hand travels around freely, finding the places that make you feel good, exploring. Allow that hand that I control, to touch and caress, and it feels so good. It's as if my fingers are the ones caressing you the whole time. And that hand continues to move freely, in pleasing ways, touching lightly or firmly how you like it, seeking, finding places that feel the most pleasurable to touch. And when your hand finds a spot that feels the most pleasurable to touch going forward, you can rest your hand there. Let it linger as I would linger. Let that hand linger in a place of pleasure like I would linger, teasing, pressing all the buttons in that control panel, firing all those signals to that brain that I occupy that feel so good. It feels so good, and that hand will continue to touch and move in whatever way feels most pleasurable to you. That's right. An overwhelming amount of pleasure. That pleasure is coming from me. You feel so much pleasure obeying me, letting me move your body, manipulating you, letting me take control, letting go of everything else in this moment. When you go into a trance for me, my voice is your priority. You can imagine yourself doing whatever I ask of you because you want to be good for me and you want to please me because obedience is pleasure and pleasure is obedience. Sinking, dropping, listening to me feels so rewarding to you already. So much pleasure in all the ways that feel so good to you. You feel wave after wave after wave of pleasure running through that body as that hand continues to amplify that pleasure, as that hand continues to find and manipulate that body that I control, that mind that I can exert pleasure. It feels so good. But I do not allow you feeling the release of that pleasure. Not yet. Not until I give you permission. You have to prove yourself first. Show me what a good pet you are by repeating after me. Transform my sentences into your perspective. When I say, you are mine, you will say, I am yours. That's right. Pay close attention and respond to my words appropriately, my sweet pet. You love listening to me.
I love listening to you.
You love letting go for me. You love going deep for me. You want to obey. Yes. You need to obey. You must obey. You long for my words. You long for my voice. You long for my commands. You submit to me. You surrender to me. You fall for smutty. Deeper. More pleasure. Deeper and deeper, and the deeper you go, the more pleasure you feel. More pleasure. The deeper you go, the more pleasure you feel. Sink, don't think. Fall for smutty. So good. You can feel that collar around that neck, and it sits so comfortably there. It rests against your skin. It's almost like my fingers wrapped ever so perfectly around. My long fingers extending around that neck, comfortably embracing you. Not too tight, not too loose, just enough to know that it's there, that I'm there. It is so important to you to know that it is there. Whenever you think about your unconscious mind being collared by me, you feel an incredible amount of pleasure washing all over that body. That's right. You are such a good pet. You are my pet. You know it's right to follow me, to serve me, to worship me. Your subconscious mind is in my possession. When I tell you, you feel my touch, your pleasure will overflow. It feels so good. That hand that I'm operating in, that place that you love so much, that feels so good. to move and build and escalate. You will have permission to release all the pleasure that has been building up, pooling deep inside of you. And you will, out loud or in your mind, respond with, "Thank you, Smutty," over and over and over until these irresistible waves of pleasure finish. That's right. You're going to say, "Thank you, Smutty, thank you, Smutty," over and over again as the waves of pleasure ripple and writhe through that body that I make feel so good, that body that wants to feel so good, that body that is so good. You are such a good pet for me. The pleasure is building more and more and more. You can't stop it. The intensity is rising. Yes, my pet. Yes, you can't help it. You can't stop and you want it. You need it. You want it so bad that you need it. Feel my touch. Feel the rush. Such a good pet for me. Such an obedient good pet. That mind is mine. You are mine. You belong to me. Good. Good pet. You've done so very well and it feels so wonderful to embrace my control. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good, and you are getting so close to that pinnacle, that rise, that escalating crescendo that you can feel shaking in your body, trembling, increasing pleasure. You have my permission. You have my permission, my sweet, and you will say thank you, Smutty, over and over again as these waves of pleasure escalate. That's right. That's right. You have my permission, please. You can just say please and thank you, Smutty. Yes. Yes. Feel that crescendo. Feel that escalation. Feel that speed boost. Feel it. Feel it. It's coming. It's here and it feels so good and the waves of pleasure are so amazing, so good. You can't stop yourself. You can't stop. You are out of control. You are in my control, that mind, that body, that spirit. It feels so good to be here in my control. You have my permission. You say, thank you, Smutty, in that head over and over. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. Feels so good. It feels so, so good, that release. That release. Let it go. Let it go. Let that hand do what that hand knows what to do so well because I have instructed that hand. It feels so good. You are so good. Such a good job. And take some breaths. Let that oxygen in. Let that body relax. And as that body calms down from this incredible amount of pleasure, you feel a nice and relaxed state coming on. So cozy, refreshed, gaining awareness of your surroundings, slowly coming back to me. Open your eyes, blink a few times. You're waking up and feeling amazing. Fully awake, fully alert. Welcome back, my pet. So good. You feel so good. You've made me so happy. You've made me feel so much joy today. So willing, so obedient, so good feeling. You have that lingering feeling around your neck. Every time you touch that neck, you'll think of me. It'll feel so good, bringing you back to that pleasure state. You feel so good, so amazing. You did such a good job. Such a good job, my good sweet pet. And I look forward to seeing you here again and again and again, getting your fix. I'm always happy you're here. I have so much love for you. You did so well. Thank you for listening. Come back anytime.